practice test 10. Page 40. AI meets criminal justice. Law enforcement refers to the work that police officers do to prevent crime, catch criminals, and other such efforts to keep communities safe. However, police departments face many challenges that make enforcing laws difficult. Officers must respond to crimes quickly and make important decisions under pressure. These difficulties can limit how effectively police can prevent and respond to crime.
According to paragraph 2,
to address these challenges, law enforcement agencies in several U.S. cities, such as Detroit and Chicago, have started using artificial intelligence, AI, to help police officers work more efficiently. In 2020, the Detroit Police Department began using an AI system that detects gunfire and then immediately alerts police to its location. It is intended to help police respond more quickly to gunshots. In neighborhoods where this technology has already been active, police officers have been arriving at crime scenes faster, explains Detroit Police Officer Blake Bailey. This increases an officer's chance of saving someone's life. However, this AI system has not always been reliable. In 2023, an investigation by news reporter Kelsey Evans raised concerns about the system's accuracy after it was used as the main piece of evidence in a criminal case in Chicago. The system had identified a loud noise as a gunshot and linked it to a local resident. The police arrested him, and he spent nearly a year in jail. The news investigation found that the AI system sometimes mistakes other loud noises, such as fireworks or construction, for gunfire. Since the AI system was found to be untrustworthy, the man was released. AI can support police work, but it should never replace human officers completely, explains Evans. AI systems may misinterpret certain information and make mistakes, which humans would catch. These mistakes can have serious consequences. In response to concerns about accuracy, police departments across the U.S. began reviewing how they use this AI system. In Chicago, a report by a panel of experts found that the system was not very effective. Police responded to over 50,000 alerts in 1 year, but only 9% of these alerts led to evidence of a shooting. Many times, officers arrived at a scene only to find no proof of gunfire. Following the release of this report, the city of Chicago decided to stop using the system in 2024. However, other cities reached different conclusions. In Detroit, for example, police expanded their use of their AI system after learning that only 10% of gunfire detected by the AI system had been reported through police calls. Since the system automatically alerts the police, officers were able to respond to more shootings. Supporters say this has helped reduce deaths from gun violence since police could respond to incidents that otherwise wouldn't have been reported. Still, some people question their reliability. In response to these concerns, Detroit added new rules to protect people's rights, such as preventing officers from stopping individuals just because they were near an AI alert. The Detroit Police Department continues to defend the system. "We believe AI supports law enforcement," explains Bailey, "but in order for us to use these systems effectively, our citizens also need to trust them."